It's time for America Outdoors Radio. The fast-paced hour of Outdoors Radio ahead is not only awesome, but unlike those other shows, you can actually sleep in for this one. Better still, we've got a special Pacific Northwest edition for you. You won't find this version of America Outdoors Radio anywhere else, and you'll only hear it here on KRKO AM 1380.
Welcome aboard. We had a ball at the Washington Sportsman Show in Puyallup last week, and we also recorded quite a bit of audio you'll be hearing on this show for a couple of weeks to come. That includes audio from two of our guests this week. We're going to start off talking to our regular guest and sponsor, Tom Burlingame. He owns XL Fishing Charters, and he'll tell you about how to catch some of those rockfish out of the waters off Anea Bay, where, unlike the rest of Puget Sound, the limits are still very generous. Our chat with Tom is at the bottom of the hour, but you'll want to stick around for the end of the show, too, because we'll be talking to Captain John Kaiser, that very well-known angler of Salt Patrol fame, about a new service he's offering to help you get the most out of your marine electronics. It's called Lowrance on the Water, and it looks to be a great investment if you're an angler who wants to catch more fish. But before we talk to Tom and John, we need to tell you what's hot and what's not. Brought to you every week by your local Sportsman's Warehouse store on Everett Mall Parkway in Everett. Razor clamming has been hot, or at least open, all week. Today is the last day of a 7-day clamming opener on the Southwest Washington beaches, but don't worry, you still have time today because low tide isn't until 8:42 p.m. tonight. Long Beach, Twin Harbors, and Mock Rocks are all open. The limit is the first 15 clams you dig, and remember to bring more than one bucket if there's more than one of you, because each digger has to have their own clams in their own container. Trout fishing ought to be hot in a couple of lakes, Lake Goodwin in Snohomish County and Battleground Lake in Southwest Washington. Both received good plants of catchable rainbow trout in January. Out in the Sound, Creel Checkers contacted 35 anglers with 8 salmon last Sunday, the best success coming from Marine Area 7 around the San Juans, where 7 of those 8 fish were reeled in. Checking in with NorthwestFishingReports.com, it appears Eastern Washington's Lake Roosevelt may be worth the road trip. Several posters have had good days catching 15 to 19-inch rainbows out of there, and one angler also got into some good walleye to include a 9-plus pounder. Not much word on the kokanee front, except from guide Austin Mosier, who says they're beginning to be caught in better numbers, and he expects it's going to keep getting better in the south end of that big reservoir in the days to come. Finally, if fishing is not in your plans until spring, you can at least talk about it and learn about it this month. The Fly Fishing Show in Linwood is going to happen Saturday the 17th and Sunday the 18th at the Linwood Convention Center. There'll be lots of big names in the world of fly fishing there, lots of fly fishing trips you can book, and lots to learn, no matter what your experience level. Speaking of shows, if you missed the big one last week in Puyallup, you can always go to the Pacific Northwest Sportsman Show in Portland. We'll tell you more about that later in this broadcast. And once again, you're up to date on what's hot and what's not, right here in the Pacific Northwest.
And with that, let's head to this week's national edition of America Outdoors Radio.
From the Columbia River to Puget Sound, the Coastal Conservation Association in the Pacific Northwest works to conserve the fish we love and does so while protecting our heritage of sport fishing. To find out more, go to ccapnw.org. Again, that's ccapnw.org.
A seafood bounty is waiting for you on Northwest Oregon's Tillamook Coast. Catch a limit of big salmon, haul up a pot of delicious crab, and dig up a bunch of clams for some hot chowder. Plan your visit today at TillamookCoast.com.
See Gary Borger, Brian O'Keefe, Skip Morris, and dozens of others at the annual Linwood Fly Fishing Show, February 17th and 18th in the convenient Linwood Convention Center. If you like fly fishing, you'll love the Fly Fishing Show. Whether you're after trout, steelhead, or salmon, it's time for the annual Linwood Fly Fishing Show. February 17th and 18th in the Linwood Convention Center. Fly fishing isn't part of the show, it is the show. And parking is free. See Gary Borger, Brian O'Keefe, Skip Morris, and dozens of others cast and tie flies. See all the 2018 rods, reels, and tackle in one place, plus fly fishing demonstrations from around the world. If you like fly fishing, you'll love the Fly Fishing Show.
It doesn't matter what sort of adventure you're after, whether it's big game deep in the backcountry, a day of fishing out on the water, or an overnight in the great outdoors. At Sportsman's Warehouse, we've got the gear in here for what you need out there. Gear up for your next adventure at one of the Sportsman's Warehouse stores or shop online. Sportsman's Warehouse, America's premier outfitter.
Two huge events for hunters and anglers are coming to the Northwest. The first is the Washington Sportsman Show, January 24th to the 28th at the Fairgrounds in Puyallup. As big as this show is, the Pacific Northwest Sportsman Show at Portland's Expo Center is even bigger, with even more outfitters, retailers, boat dealers, and free seminars galore. You won't want to miss these shows, January 24th to the 28th in Puyallup and February 7th to the 11th in Portland.
Marine Area 5 near CQ is open for a special Chinook salmon fishery, and Excel Fishing Charters is ready to take you out for a great day on the water. One of the great things about this fishery is the fact that you get to take home not one, but two blackmouth a day. And Captain Tom Burlingame has the knowledge and experience to help you get that done. Need a place to stay? Excel Fishing Charters can help you with that, too, because they also operate the inn at Nia Bay. Find out more about fishing with Excel Fishing Charters at ExcelFishingCharters.com. That's E-X-C-E-L FishingCharters.com. Book your trip now.
It's time for another local shot of the outdoors. It's the Pacific Northwest edition of America Outdoors Radio, and you'll only hear it here on Fox Sports 1380 KRKO.
For your next local shot of the outdoors, we are taking you to the floor of the Sportsman Show in Puyallup. That's where Tom Burlingame with XL Fishing Charters has got a booth. And Tom, I understand you're completely sold out for the halibut season coming up in May.
Yeah, we are, John. With such a short season, it sells fast.
On the other hand, you do have openings for both lingcod and rockfish around Nia Bay, and the limits aren't bad. We've talked about that recently.
They're not, John. It's a good day of fishing. Seven rockfish and two lingcod. Keeps you busy. We use light gear, and it's a lot of fun. People come for the halibut. They come back for the rockfish.
Well, let's talk about catching those rockfish. Exactly what are you doing to get those fish in the boat? And this could be of interest with people not only fishing with you, but people just fishing in the area generally.
Absolutely, John. The most important thing about catching rockfish is to be over the top of them. And that's where you're going to want to use your electronics. Don't fish unless you're seeing fish there. And just keep moving around on those reefs until you see some fish, and that's when you want to drop in.
So are rockfish kind of like walleye for freshwater anglers in terms of being very bottom and structure oriented, or are they going to be suspended off some of those humps and some of those reefs?
They are will be suspended. We call it bottom fishing, but that's a misnomer, especially with rockfish, maybe not so much with lingcod, but rockfish will be suspended in the water column. Often at high slack tide, you'll see them rolling on the top of the water. You can use just cast a worm out to them like you're bass fishing.
Had no idea. Well, next week, we're going to talk a little bit more about catching rockfish when they're suspended and catching lingcod, too. But why don't you give out the website so people can find out more about booking a trip with you in May for lingcod and rockfish out of Nia Bay?
Yeah, you can find us on the web at xlfishingcharters.com. That's XL, E-X-C-E-L, fishingcharters.com.
There's a whole bunch more of the great outdoors coming your way on Fox Sports 1380.
NorthwestFishingReports.com is the Northwest's largest fishing reports website, featuring well over 50,000 fishing reports, videos, articles, and more. All 100% free. Catch more fish with Northwest Fishing Reports. Log on today.
Natural wonders, beaches and coves, majestic forests and scenic vistas are waiting for you at the Tillamook Coast. Lace up your hiking boots, grab your camera, and come to Northwest Oregon. Find out more at TillamookCoast.com.
Backcountry Hunters and Anglers, a nationwide group working to keep public lands in public hands so future generations can enjoy what we enjoy. Join the group that makes a difference. Check us out at backcountryhunters.org.
Let's get back to the local outdoors scene. It's the Pacific Northwest edition of America Outdoors Radio, heard exclusively here on Fox Sports 1380 KRKO.
For your next local shot of the outdoors on America Outdoors Radio, we're talking to John Kaiser, very well-known angler here in the Puget Sound region, and he has got something I think you're going to be interested in, especially if you bought some Lowrance Marine Electronics and are trying to figure out how to make it work a little bit better than what you're deciphering from the user's manual. John, what do you got for folks?
Well, we have a new service called Lowrance on the Water. So we cover Lowrance and Cimarette products. And what's really cool about it is we'll go out in your boat, take your equipment, show you how to run it, tune it to the type of fishing that you do, and you're going to get 100% better. You got to remember, these units are built to go anywhere in the world and fish. So we have kind of a unique fishery here in the Northwest that's dialing these things in. If you're the guy that only sees the fish arches on the box when you buy the unit.
Yes, that's me.
We're going to take care of that for you. You're going to be at 100% more improvement. You're going to be able to get that unit. You're going to learn the little tricks to it, how to make it work, and then all the cool stuff it does, you know, the manipulating stuff. We'll get it set up for you. Make sure your equipment's mounted right, it's getting the right voltage, you got the right transducer mounting on it. And then we go out in the water after we do that, and we show you what the fish look like. You know, so it's kind of a unique, nobody else does, and a lot of the guys that do it, man, 100%. I can't tell you how many guys are getting ready for the Derby coming up, and they're like up in the islands, like, hey, I need you to check my boat this week, you know, because, I mean, just that little bit makes a big difference.
You know, I think it's a great idea. You and your co-founder of this project, Larry Hutchins, down in Oregon, have come up with this. And what does it cost? Because no matter what it costs, you know, the payoff for years to come seems to me it's going to be worth it.
A minimum is 2 hours, which is $200. And we'll go to you within a certain mile range for that. And, you know, that includes everything. If we get done with the tuning part in the first 45 minutes or an hour, then we'll spend an hour on the water, you know, and actually show you what you're supposed to be looking for. So it's well worth it for the investment.
What's the website where folks can find out more and get some of your time on the water?
LowranceOnTheWater.com.
The website again, LowranceOnTheWater.com. That's LowranceOnTheWater.com. If you have a Lowrance fish finder and you want to figure out how to use it to its best ability and get it tuned so it's going to work for years for you at the highest level, this is worth the investment. Thanks, John.
Thank you.
That's all for this week, but come back next week as we bring you more local outdoors and cover the national outdoor scene too, right here on America Outdoors Radio on Fox Sports KRKO.